USA Radio News.
The Pentagon is rejecting a Polish plan to provide Ukraine with MiG fighter jets by transferring them through a U.S. base in Germany. The Pentagon said Ukraine has greater needs and that a U.S. intelligence assessment says such an aircraft transfer would pose high risk of escalating the war. U.S. officials said they're pursuing other options like air defense and anti-armor weapons. Here at home, Senator Marsha Blackburn told Newsmax the U.S. needs an Operation Warp Speed for American energy to boost production.
We need to be uncapping wells in Florida and Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma. We need to be putting that into our supply chain.
As of Wednesday morning, AAA reported gas prices nationwide hit $4.25 per gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
It's a swing and a miss for Major League Baseball. Tim Knight explains.
Major League Baseball is postponing two more weeks of regular season games. In a statement released by the league, it was announced opening day is moving to at least April 14th after talks on Wednesday stalled. The MLB Players Association rejecting three offers on an international draft resolution, which became the latest issue in negotiations.
The U.S. House is moving toward approving a massive spending bill anchored by $13.6 billion for battered Ukraine and its European allies. The money covers the U.S. costs of sending troops and weapons to Eastern Europe and equipping allied forces. The money is part of a $1.5 trillion bill financing federal agencies for the rest of this year. And truckers in D.C. say they'll continue driving around until lawmakers meet with them over lifting the COVID-19 state of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A patient who underwent a transplant surgery and received the heart from a genetically modified pig earlier this year has died. Reporter John Hunt has the story.
David Bennett, who received a pig heart in January in place of his own failing one, has passed away. It's not clear yet what precisely caused Bennett's death, according to the University of Maryland's Medical Center, where he received the transplant on January 7th and had been recovering since. His condition began deteriorating over the last few days. Bennett was the first patient to ever receive an animal organ genetically modified to prevent rejection in a person. The investigative surgery, though it only added just over 2 months to Bennett's life, informed the field of xenotransplantation, which hopes to solve the human organ shortage. Reporting for USA Radio News and the proud recipient of a human heart transplant, I'm John Hunt.
In Washington, the Senate passed legislation designed to put the U.S. Postal Service on stronger financial footing and avoid a government bailout. It also repealed a requirement that it pre-fund retiree health benefits. The measure will go to President Biden's desk for his signature. The Minneapolis teachers' strike entered its second day on Wednesday as union and district negotiators met for 90 minutes. Union leaders are demanding higher starting salaries for educational support professionals, competitive salaries, and class size caps. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.